This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Broadcasting live from Seattle, Washington, welcome to the Catherine Bradford Show.
And hello, everyone. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining me today. Catherine Bradford here with you today. And as always, very pleased, happy, and thrilled to be back on the air with you for another great, exciting hour. I'm always very captivated by the words of whatever I get from my guests, and today will be no different. It's really interesting because I think about plugging in when I'm coming on the air. Of course, literally, I am physically plugging things in to be connected to you. But I have to tell you that this topic today is really plugging me into a lot of other things, a lot of them probably unseen by most of us, because every hair on my body, I think, is standing straight up. I wish I'd had a little camera. Everyone could see that. So someone's connecting with me, and I'm really grateful that they're there. Thank you so much, whoever it is. Maybe it's Billy. Billy joining us from afar. But anyway, I want to let you know that often on my show in the past, I've done interviews with authors and experts around the field of life after death, near-death experiences, and afterlife communication. With each interview, it's demonstrated that we as humans have a desire to clearly understand, or try to clearly understand, not only what might happen to us once we leave our bodies, but also how we might be able to connect to the eternal wisdom of those who have already departed. We pray for their protection, we ask for their support, and we hope to be rejoined once we ourselves transition. As our minds and our hearts grow open wider, we seem to embrace higher, loftier, and sometimes hard to imagine concepts of what the life after life may offer. While many of us have had experiences receiving signs, messages, and direct guidance from those who have passed on, few seem to have developed a line of ongoing communication like that of my guest today. A few weeks after the death of her brother, William Cohen, a.k.a. Billy Fingers, Annie Kagan awoke to his voice, sharing with her about where he was now that he was not in his body. Annie's story is nothing short of remarkable and truly otherworldly. In her new book, The Afterlife of Billy Fingers, How My Bad Boy Brother Provided or Proved to Me Here There's Life After Death, Annie shares us an amazing journey. I couldn't be happier to have her join me today. Please join me in welcoming Annie Kagan. Hello there, friend. How are you?
Hi, Catherine. I'm so happy to be here with you.
And, you know, I know there's a whole history about you personally, your life, you know, whenever they do the bio of the authors and stuff, and I read them and I think, okay, you know, how it's important, it's interesting.